Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Live from a Frat Basement. I'm Gianna.
And I am Eden.
And today we're going to be talking about what to expect when you're accepted. So right now we're going to talk to you guys about how we got where we are now. And I just want to say that the school I go to isn't my first choice school, but I am really glad that I chose this school because when I changed my major, I was originally a political science major, but I switched to sport management. That change was a lot easier with this school because it's a very sport-oriented school and an educational-oriented school. So when you think about it, it was the right choice for me to be here when switching to that major.
For me specifically, I mean, it was actually one of the last few schools out of the 8 that I applied to that I heard back from, but it was one of my top 3 schools, especially because it has a really good fitness program. We're a huge sports school, and you know, I'm a very athletic person, so I enjoy getting to see the other like sports play, and I like going to the games. Like, I've went to multiple different sports games already. Really enjoy them. Like, our teams are fucking sick. Like, they're good.
It's also really good because we have a lot of school spirit. And, like, if you walk around campus, you just see people wearing our school's colors. You see them wearing the merch from the bookstore. Like, it's really awesome to be at a school that has a lot of school spirit like that. And the environment is really nice to be around.
So, about the majors, I am part of the kinesiology program here at SUNY Cortland, and I actually do fitness development. For what I'm taking it for, I want to be a strength and conditioning coach. In kinesiology, there's phys ed, there's fitness development, exercise science. Is there more? I think that, I just know of those top 3 because those are popular.
We also have a coaching major, which I think is really cool. A lot of schools don't really have something like that, and it's under the kinesiology department as well. So yeah, my major is not under the kinesiology department, but it's very closely connected. I'm a sport management major, which it's its own department in and of itself. And basically what I'm trying to do with that is I have a double major in communications. So I'm trying to become a sportscaster, or if that doesn't work out, I want to become a venue manager or a ticket sales operation manager. So I have a lot of options for what I can do with that. And I also have a concentration in intercollegiate athletics, which means that I could also work for a college sports team, which would allow me to work at any D1 school and possibly be a part of their programs.
Just to add on to what she said, a minor is a great idea when you come to college. Like, it's a great idea. I know for phys ed, you can't have a minor. But minors are a good idea because it's a backup, you know? Like, it's good to have 2 options in school. Just in case, you know, like Gianna said, she had started with poli sci and changed it to sports management, which is, they're both actually really good majors. I know there's not a lot of people here that are in poli sci.
Yeah, it's a really small program. We have core classes, which have a lot of the people in our major, and my core class only had about 12 kids in it. So it was like, it was a little bit interesting, and I actually got word that a lot of people dropped the poli sci major. I think it's because we're such a, like, sports and education-oriented school that people started dropping out of it just so that they could do other things. Because when you come to college, you really realize what you want to do with your life and where you want to be, because it's a lot easier to take classes that actually interest you and say, hey, I take an anthropology class, and it really interests me, and I'm a poli sci major and I want to switch. This school actually makes it really easy to do that. And I feel like a lot of schools give you that opportunity because they know that being in college, you might find something that interests you more.
Yeah. And also, you know, the top 2 like things that people come to SUNY Cortland for, well, 1, like I said before, the sports, like, come on now, come on now. But also, again, the kinesiology program, and it's a big education school. This is a huge education school. Like, I think it's, what, 50% over? Yeah, something like that.
Something around there.
Something around there, yeah.
I just feel like a lot of people come into college not knowing what they want to do, And this really isn't a school for that, because there are a lot of really great options. And if you have other choices, like, that's a great thing. But if you don't know what you want to do, like, I wouldn't waste your time, because it could be really difficult in college coming, not knowing what you want to do, and everybody else is already jumping into everything that they're doing. Like, it's going to be a little bit of an awkward transition. So now we're going to talk about what it's like to meet people in college. And I have to say, meeting people is one of the most interesting experiences you're going to have at college, because you're going to meet them in ways that you wouldn't even expect. Like, me and Eden met each other through a group chat, and now we're best friends, and it's only been like 3 months, and now this girl that I don't even know knows everything about my life.
Oh yeah, I could totally ruin her if I wanted to, like...
Like, she knows more about me than I know about me, and it's a little scary. Like, she takes videos of me while I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah. If anyone wants to see it, I have a link to Gianna's snoring video when she fell asleep early.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an interesting time period, I'm not gonna lie. But one of the most important things that you have to keep in mind is that you're gonna have supportive friends, and then you're gonna have people who just want to be assholes. Like, this is our second take of this podcast, because we actually got slandered on an anonymous app, which is one of the stupidest things you could give to 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who are in college. It's probably one of the stupidest things ever. And we just wanted to come back and be better than our haters, because they don't deserve to bring us down.
Yeah, no. So I'll talk a little bit about this. Yik Yak is this app that Gianna's talking about. Now, I know there's some people that are going to watch this, probably don't know what it is. However, most of the people that are going to watch this do know what it is. It's a huge college app. Usually, a lot of the times, it's, like, actually funny stuff. That's why I'm always on there. But sometimes, like, not even just in this scenario, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, jokes that can be dragged on into cyberbullying. And I don't think the students actually realize that. But it becomes serious, and I know people don't think of it like that. And it's just a school where everyone throws around these jokes, and, like, we mess with people, you know, here and there. But there's also, like, to an extent where you have to come to the realization of the things you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't realize when it gets a little bit too far. And that's what makes it so much more difficult, because they know that they can say anything that they want to say without having repercussions, really, because it's an anonymous app. But honestly, some of the things on there are really funny. Like, at one point, we just had a whole, like, thread about this Cortland moose. I've never seen this moose. This was, like, when we first all got here. I've never seen it, but apparently that was a thing. We also have the Barb's house that always gets talked about.
Oh my god, the Barb's house with the Nikki flag. If you guys ever see this, I just want to let you know I'm a huge fan. We stand by Nicki Minaj, I love you if you ever watch this. Not that you're going to, but huge fan. Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
Yeah, we have a lot of really funny, like, Cortland inside jokes, but sometimes it does go too far. And I think people just need to be a lot more conscious of their online presence. But thank you to all the people on Yik Yak who were talking about us and supporting us, because we are back and here we are now.
All right, so one of the main topics we wanted to talk about today is roommates in general. It can be a little overwhelming to find someone at first. Like, if you're going to college with someone you know from high school, it might be easier. But unfortunately, I knew there were a few people from my high school that were going to this college, but I wasn't really close with any of them. So I wasn't really sure how to do the whole roommate situation thing, because all the friends that I had already talked to were like, yeah, I have a roommate. Yeah, I found my roommate. Yeah, we go together pretty well. So my roommate, I came in with a complete surprise. We were in a group chat together, and we actually found out when we were all listing off the rooms we're in that we were in the same room. And at the end of the day, I have a really cool roommate. She's super funny, nice, like, we get along. And that's, like, I couldn't ask for better, to be honest, because I came in being really afraid that I wouldn't get along with my roommate, or, you know, that I'd have, like, some psychopath killer roommate. You know, you never know. You can expect the unexpected.
So my situation with finding a roommate was a little bit different, because The nice thing that our college does is that we have a Facebook group chat, or like it's not like group chat, it's like a group where you post and you put pictures of yourself, tell a little bio, and then you're able to actually pick who you want to be your roommate. Like you could talk to them for a while before, and then when roommate agreements came out, we were able to choose. So I actually was planning on being in a suite with three other girls, and one of them is actually my roommate now. And in the beginning, we really didn't like each other, but now we're really close, and we've gotten to know each other and kind of learn to live together, because that can be really difficult, like learning to live with somebody else, especially if you're like an only child or you've never shared your room before. It can be really scary, like having to live with somebody. One of my biggest things was like waking up with another person in the room. I didn't know how I was gonna like get ready for class or like do anything like that with another person in the room. But I think that I've adjusted pretty well to it, and I think everybody has at this point, because living together for a couple months, you kind of just learn how to coexist.
Now, you know what I was scared of? See, I'm like at home, because I'm so used to having my own room. At home, I act like a fucking idiot in my room. Like, I'll just like have like singing moments or like dance in the room to music. But like now, when I do that, I feel like I look goofy because I have a roommate. But she joins in with me, even if I play fucking Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, she'll join in and start singing, you know?
Yeah, it's really fun to, like, do things with your roommate, especially when you guys have, like, the same friends. Like, luckily, me and my roommate have the same friend group, so we always have our friends in our room, and we're always, like, doing stupid stuff. Like, the other day, we were just playing, like, a card game for hours on end, and it was really just, it was a fun time. It's fun.
Wow, that's funny. Me and my roommate talk about sex.
Me and my roommate don't talk about sex, okay? So for this next segment, we actually brought in a special guest. We have our friend Owen here. Say hi.
Hi.
And we're going to be answering questions that we got from our friends that sent us questions when we put up a poll. So the first question is, was it overwhelming at first? Eden, do you want to answer this one?
I feel like this is an easy one. This goes for everyone at college, I believe. But yeah, hell yeah, it was overwhelming. Durr. I mean, didn't know what to expect out of classes. I also had a really overwhelming beginning trying to get my classes in order. Like, I'll be completely honest. Right now, I'm only taking 10 credits worth of classes, so 4 classes, which you're supposed to have 12 to be a full-time student. But I had issues with my advisor and had to figure that out. But, like, in the end, it's not that my advisor wasn't helpful. It's just it was too late at that point for me to do something. But I think just, like, classes and getting used to having that responsibility of becoming an adult, finally, that gets to you in the first month. But after, like, you give it a month, you give it some time, it definitely wears off. Anyways, next question. What is the worst part about college, non-academic related?
I would say one of the worst parts about college is trying to figure out who you are, because it's really stressful when you're being thrown into this new environment and you don't know who else is feeling the same way as you. But I can assure you that everybody else is feeling the same type of stress and overwhelming situation, because we're all in the same spot and we're all basically new to this area. So I would say that figuring out who you are on your own is definitely one of the harder things. So the next question is for you, Owen. Do you prefer nighttime classes or daytime classes?
Be honest.
I prefer classes that are in the morning because it fits my schedule the best. So I'm an athlete here. So in the afternoons, I have all my sporting activities. So I don't really have time for classes after like 2 or 3 o'clock. So I have to do all my classes as like 8 a.m.s and 10 a.m.s. It's kind of tiring waking up that early. But I kind of forced into it because of my sports. But I also get everything done earlier. So by the time I'm done with class, it's like noon or 1. So then I have like 2 or 3 hours before my sports to do whatever I really want to do. So study, homework, go to the gym, or eat, stuff like that.
Great answer. So the next question is, how do you manage your schoolwork?
Well, to be honest, I was hoping I didn't get this question. But I'm not going to lie. I think I'm like most college students when I say this. However, you know, there are those few that actually get their work done on time. I'm a huge procrastinator. Like, I've always been that way, even in high school. I always procrastinated. Like, I literally handed something in a month after it was due. Like, it was summertime at that point, and my teacher still accepted it. But, I mean, I managed. For me, it's not that hard because I only have 4 classes, and I have a lot of time on my hand. Like, I feel like you could answer this question a lot better than me because you had more classes to begin with.
So, yeah, I do have quite a few more classes. I think I'm taking 16 credits right now, and it can be a little bit overwhelming at times, but honestly, getting things done, the best way I've learned to do it is to make a to-do list and do your favorite task first so that everything that you're doing after that is actually feels like work. So I would just say go from like least important to most important so that you actually have time to process what you're doing and manage everything at once.
All right. Even though you answered that one, I'm still going to give you the next question. So, Gianna, how long does it take to settle in and develop a routine at college?
It takes a bit. It takes a minute. I'm not going to lie. For me, it took about a month to figure out, like, everything and, like, actually figure out, like, what times of the day are the best times to go eat, what times of the day are the best to go to the gym, to the library. It honestly takes a little bit of time to figure out what the best times to do things are and how you can fit those times into your schedule. Eden's making faces at me right now because I just started going to the gym, but the time we go to the gym is 4:30, and I've discovered that's the worst time to go.
Oh, yeah. When you get to college, because everyone here is teenagers, they have classes, just letting you know, if you're going to go to the gym, don't go at 4:30. It's packed. 4 to 7 is like the prime time at the gym. You go early in the morning, especially on the weekends. I do that because everyone's like asleep by then. But if you go early in the morning to like 12 in the afternoon, and then you go, some people go late at night, like 8 to, when does it close? 12 a.m. Yeah, some people go then. That's the perfect time to go because it's not that packed.
So the next question is actually perfect for our buddy Owen over here. And this comes from one of our other good friends. How do I talk to girls?
So girls are kind of bummy, but you treat them like any other person and you talk to them as if they're another person. And you they're bummy. That's all I got to say. Girls are bummy. Don't talk to them. Talk to men instead. Honestly, it's a bit better, I swear.
But, Owen's a big fan of men.
on a real note, though, talking to girls, just treat them like a normal person. It's not that hard. Have an actual conversation with them. It's not a difficult thing to do at all. That's it.
Thank you for that answer. It was quite hilarious.
Shout out to Logan for that comment.
So, I feel like we covered those questions pretty well. And if you have any other questions for us, you should probably send it to our link, which is in our Instagram bio. Shameless plug, follow us live from a frat basement. And we are going to put a link in our Instagram bio where you can send us anonymous questions or send us some confessions that we can read off. So we're going to talk about a really real pandemic that we're having. We're going to be talking about the broke college student pandemic. All right, this seems like it might be a myth at first, but it is not a fucking myth. You will lose all of your money to DoorDash. If you're not an alcoholic, you'll be fine. But also, if you're not fat, you'll be fine because everybody spends their money here on food and alcohol. And that's all I got to say about that one.
Yeah, DoorDash be making mad money here at Cortland.
Yeah, but we don't really tip well.
With the whole money situation, it's pretty easy to not be broke.
Shut up, so Owen!
All you really have to do is have a small budget, and then on top of that, when you go out, don't spend it all on alcohol and spend more than what you actually have. Also, don't order out every single day because that's just going to cost a lot of money, and we all know that DoorDash costs like 40, 50 bucks for a meal you can get from McDonald's for $15 because they have to pay for gas and gas has gone up in price. So like, you know, is this going to be a very expensive order out? So take advantage of the fact that you have basically unlimited swipes at the dining hall. You also have dining dollars. So if you're sick of the food that is provided through at New Big or the Bistro, you go to Pomodori or Hilltop and you get some food that's a bit better. And you can't get it as often because you only have so many dining dollars. But it's nice to treat yourself to that like once a week so you can have it last throughout the semester so you don't blow through it all in the first 2 weeks. And this also goes for any amount of normal money you have on your own, cash-wise or in your bank account. Because I hear so many of my friends are just broke, and I don't understand how, because I came here with a very full wallet, and I'm leaving here with a very full wallet after the first semester because I have not eaten out every single day or spent it all on alcohol.
Are you calling us fat? Are you calling us fat?
I'm calling you an alcoholic.
Give me the mic. I'm not an alcoholic.
Moving on. So just wanted to say that entire time he was giving you that speech, he was staring at Gianna and I. I would just like to say that I do not purchase off of DoorDash every day, probably once a week. Gianna, however, very familiar with the app.
I think that if I had Dash Pass, I would not be spending this much money. DoorDash, please sponsor me.
I have Dash Pass, and my mom calls me fat when she sees me ordering stuff.
I actually do not purchase alcohol. We do not do that. We are under 21. I feel like I hear a lot more issues from people who are 21 and over because they do spend a lot of money on their alcohol. But we do spend a lot of money on food. That is something that is very real. And if you have the chance, get a job at college. You will not regret having a job. You might miss out on some things, but that's okay. You'll have more money than everybody else.